I now own a Highland cow. Yeah, what's wrong with Wagamamas?
I've only been to Wagamamas once, and it was on a date, and it was horrible.
You went on a date to Wagamamas? That's the least date restaurant. The food comes out at a different time.
Had your first kiss, Evie?
I know, I'm actually not sure.
What?
You don't remember you've got to remember your first kiss. That's not mold, is it?
The 26th of November, this can't be mold.
Yeah, this is the 23rd today. Well, that might be mold on that one, actually.
Where?
There. Is that mold?
Don't eat the grape saga!
Hello and welcome back to the Stupid Opinion of Teenagers podcast.
Happy birthday, Jemima!
Happy birthday!
This is your birthday special.
Here it is.
7 days. No.
Nine days. Nine days late.
Not bad.
That's pretty,
pretty
recent.
To be fair, I'm not very good at remembering birthdays.
He remembered it this year, everyone. You texted me on my birthday, the first time in about 5 years, and I opened it and I was like, oh my gosh, he's remembered. And then Evie also messaged, which was very nice.
Did you?
Yeah.
She did.
I didn't expect you to do that. I told you to do it, but you just didn't get back to me.
I really enjoyed having that. It was two messages. So thanks, guys.
That's good. I didn't actually remember it. I saw a story come up.
Oh, yes.
And that's what sparked it. But I was thinking throughout October and September, Jemima's birthday, it's got to be the 14th. I think it's the 14th. And then I just completely forgot. Because we haven't seen each other since Halloween. I just completely forgot.
But you know what? You still sent the message, which is the first time in a lot of years. So I love it.
Good. Well, we're going to get into your birthday in a second. I don't know if I'm legally allowed, but... Oh, no. No. Never mind. Carry on. Happy birthday!
What were you going to say?
Nothing important.
Hmm.
Trust me.
Right, okay.
Moving on. Mm. How was your birthday?
My birthday was very nice. Day at school, you know.
I always hated having a birthday on school.
Yeah, but, you know, not too bad. Got some nice presents. I've adopted a Highland cow as one of my presents, everyone. I now own a Highland cow.
I love Highland cows. They're
me so cute.
I've adopted a Highland cow.
Where do you put this cow?
It's in Scotland. It's living in Scotland.
You're sponsoring it.
Yes, but I'm adopting it. It's my Highland cow.
Stop doing that.
Will keep spitting his tea out.
Well, aren't you like sponsored like an orca or something? And like a dog?
An orca?
Me?
Yeah, you. Because you know when you get like free teddies when you sponsor them?
I used to sponsor a snow leopard.
You've also sponsored an orca before.
Orca? What do you mean a freaking orca?
Killer whale, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, right.
The certificate is somewhere in... I don't have a killer whale, Teddy.
Yeah, you do. I promise you. I will show it to you.
Maybe I do.
You do?
I can't remember. They're all at your house. Hidden away.
They're not hidden away.
Where are they?
They're out.
This is made in the kitchen sink.
They just toyed around my room.
Oh, fine. Well, I mean, fair enough. That's cool. Highland cow. Yeah. That's quite random.
These lovely Pandora earrings.
Oh.
Come on, Will.
Yeah.
I'm trying to teach him to do good reactions.
I don't like them, really.
What?
Will?
No, I'm joking. They are quite nice. But sometimes you get these big, lumpy ones.
Yeah, I like the dainty ones myself.
Wait, have you seen other like really big hoops that like, go down to like here?
Yeah, they're really ugly.
I actually really like this. I think they look quite nice.
I'm trying to think, where have I seen those, like...
What, like Kim Kardashian?
I'm thinking Harry Potter, when there's, like, these goblins that have their ears just gone.
do you mean you stretch out your ears?
Yeah, I saw someone at work with one of those today, and he's just the customer, and he's...
Okay, I tried to be pleasant.
Yeah, well,
it depends on the size of the stretch. If they're, like, those big ones, no.
Yeah.
If they're, like smaller than a pinky, I don't really mind it.
Yeah. I don't look at people's ears too often myself, to be honest.
That's true, yeah.
When you've got a massive hole in your ear, I'm pretty sure you notice.
Oh, that's true.
Well, there. Anything else?
Yeah, I'm going to see Into the Woods in December. It's a musical.
Oh, yeah. Not surprised. They're
with
very
my
boring.
Brother and my father.
Oh, really?
Nice.
That's nice. What's it about?
It's like fairy tales, but it's cooler than that. It's like follows Little Red Riding Hood, but it's like all twisted and dark.
Twisted and dark.
So, yeah.
Okay, what is it twisted and dark?
It's like a gothic Little Red Riding Hood. And everyone dies and it's
I don't know if they all die. I don't know, but I need to read the plot. I love the songs, though. They're very good.
Okay.
And any glue sticks?
That's Christmas.
Okay.
I get a glue stick for Christmas every year.
What a present. I mean, what a banging present that is. Yeah. Fucking ridiculous, in my opinion. Excuse my language.
In my stocking.
Well, fair enough. I mean, why not?
And yeah, just some nice bits of Bob's nice family time I had. It was very nice.
Oh, that's nice. Did you go out for a meal or anything?
We had some Wagamamas at home.
What, like, delivered to your house?
Yes.
Well, like, yes, you got the entire chef to come over.
No, and no, to my Wagamamas. House. So I had some chicken noodles with some veg. It's very nice.
Wagamamas.
Yeah.
Wagamamas, eh?
Yeah, what's wrong with Wagamamas?
I've only been to Wagamamas once, and it was on a date, and it was horrible.
Well, you probably ordered the wrong thing.
Hold on, because of the date or because of the food?
No, the food.
You went on a date to Wagamamas. That's the least date restaurant. The food comes out at a different time. Was that your idea?
No.
Okay, okay, good. That's all right.
I've heard about Wagamamas before.
Sorry. You
mean Shaggy?
No, the dog.
Oh.
Shaggy hasn't got that weird like thing where he doesn't pronounce words properly, does he?
I'm lost, to be honest. I don't know what we're talking about.
Scooby-Doo.
Oh, I was in a Scooby-Doo
game. No, me neither. Evie was.
I was. I was a very big Scooby-Doo fan when I was younger.
Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated.
I even had like mini figures.
Oh, like the Funko Pops?
No. They're actual mini figures of them.
Oh, wow.
Like the actual van and the dog and everyone.
Oh, really?
Scooby-Doo-Doo.
Where are you? that takes me on to my next bit. We need to sing Jemima happy birthday.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so are you ready, Evie?
Sorry, yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jemima. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, woo! Thanks, guys. That was very, very tuneful. I enjoyed that.
I was so off.
No, I loved it. Well, we'll look for the big finish at the end you did.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Mozart and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. That was fabulous.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it.
Anyway, so, talking about your best presents this year, what about your best presents of all time?
Oh.
That's a hard one. I know you don't get great presents. You get musicals, you get...
Yes!
And stuff. So you get quite mid-presents, but what is the best present?
The best present I've ever had.
Yeah.
That's really hard.
Did you have a bed for your present?
I did have a bed for my present.
Best present.
And I think that...
Ever.
Do you know what? I actually think it might be. It's such a nice bed. The mattress is lovely. The frame is so good. And my old bed was so uncomfortable.
Was it?
I hated it.
Piece of junk.
And then I got this new... It was IKEA, yes. It was like one of the cheapest IKEA ones my parents could find. Don't blame them. You know, I was only young, so you need a bougie bed.
Yeah.
I actually... You know what? You've inspired me. My bed was actually probably my best present because it's used every single night.
Really?
I always use it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the most use you get out of a present. It's so comfortable and it looks very nice in my room. Or my other favourite present.
There's an all.
My wardrobe. Now, before you come
at me.
Oh
my gosh.
What are you getting for Christmas on your birthday?
Let me describe to you the brilliance of this wardrobe. My old wardrobe, tiny. One shelf, about this long a rack, couldn't fit anything in it.
Mm.
My wardrobe now, okay, picture it, wooden. 8 shelves on the right, massive banister on the left with 4 shelves underneath.
Banister.
Yeah, like, well, you hang the clothes.
Oh, okay.
Then you close it and there's a huge mirror in the middle so you can see you fit.
Oh, I've seen this wardrobe.
And then that I love that wardrobe with my whole heart. So
that's quite a good wardrobe, actually.
Yeah.
Compared to my old one, it's like the best. Like, the mirror is so spacious, you can't go wrong.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
Mmm. I respect that.
Thank you.
Right, well, best present. On to best cakes. Best cake flavours. Now, I took this... You left your notebook behind.
Oh, right.
In our break. So... I looked at some of your old notes and it said best cake flavours for your birthday special last time. We didn't use that, I don't think.
No, I don't remember doing that.
So, what is your favourite cake flavour, Jemima?
Red velvet.
Oh, no, 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 no. You got that one wrong.
Red Velvet.
It's Red Velvet. What? Yeah. What are you doing?
Red Velvet.
No.
Yes.
Don't you say carrot cake. What are you
going to
say?
Carrot cake? No, no, no. Like lemon drizzle or something. Or like chocolate.
It's Red Velvet slaps.
You should think of some basic answer like, oh, I love chocolate cake.
If you say vanilla, I'm going to throw you out a window.
No.
Who the hell likes vanilla?
Oh, loads of people.
Red Velvet's the best. It tastes... Angel cakes are well.
It's either between chocolate cake
or
ginger cake.
Oh, shut up.
It's got to be.
No, ginger cake's nice, but red velvet.
Red velvet.
Red velvet is so good.
It's just, what is red velvet?
It's got that tangy goodness.
You know? Tangy goodness. She's so real for that. The frosting is lovely. It's like the icing makes it.
Yeah. So is it like, does it look reddy brownie?
Yes,
okay. It's very red.
Right, let me show you a delicious looking red velvet cake.
The one they offer at school, I always turn down.
Your school's food is horrendous, so that is not something to base off
of. I tell everyone this, and then everyone has a go at me.
No, that school's food is so bad. The school I go to now, the food is banging. Right, look at this, Will. A lovely slice of that.
That's lovely.
Delicious.
That's not for me.
Really?
It's
so delectable.
It's too cakey.
Can you talk into your mic?
It looks too cakey.
The cake.
It's got little cream in between.
Yes, that's lovely.
Okay, can you pick up a picture of a chocolate cake for me?
Yeah.
And I want to show Will that it has cream in the middle of it.
Yeah.
But it's not cream, it's chocolate.
Yeah, but it's not.
Look at that.
You get a right
same
amount.
Thing.
You get a right
That's
amount
That's the
there.
Same amount of icing,
It's the
man.
Same thing, but it's just...
No,
chocolate.
go back.
For goodness.
Oh, yeah. The red velvet cake is bigger. Because they give you more.
Oh.
See, it's the same amount.
Yeah, but you...
Exactly. I'm going to get you to have a red velvet cake at some point, and you'll see the craze.
Oh, I'm going on my birthday, and I'm going to make it.
Sorry for the rustling. Will's opening some crisps.
Sorry, I haven't eaten all day, actually, so...
Go for it.
Salt and vinegar, by the way.
Oh, of course.
Ew.
So red velvet, really?
Yeah, it's my favourite.
What's your second favourite, then? Chocolate cake, right?
Chocolate cake is great. You can't go wrong with chocolate cake. You can't go wrong.
I don't like chocolate very much.
You don't like chocolate cake?
No.
Really?
I'm not a big fan of it at all.
I remember when I did Lent, I always cut out chocolate.
Mm.
And my birthday is in Lent.
Gosh, yes.
And I said, I will just break Lent for one day, then resume Lent again, so I can have my chocolate cake. That was usually what we did. But now, I'll have a different cake.
You'll have a different cake.
Yeah,
I don't mind a lemon drizzle. Lemon drizzle's quite nice.
What?
The only good cake is that red velvet, in my opinion. I don't really like cake. You know what I mean?
We had a banging lemon drizzle once while recording. I always think about that lemon drizzle. It was lovely.
Which one was it? Was it the?
It was like a square, wasn't it?
We had it before the Halloween one.
Oh, that one.
That was a very nice lemon drizzle.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Yeah. That's interesting. My mic's really far away today. Right, but what about Victoria Sponge?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm sorry, Victoria, we forgot you. You're lovely. So classy.
Even. I'm not a big cake fan. I like.
Don't you scowl at my Victoria Sponge.
I like cupcakes, I don't like cake.
Cupcake is so bad, I hate cupcakes.
No, I don't like cakes, I like cupcakes.
I've never really got on with cupcakes.
No, there's too much frosting.
Yeah, no, I hate cakes, though. They've got too much, the only cake I like is Red Velvet, nothing else.
There's too much frosting on a cupcake, though.
Yeah, cupcakes are just pointless to
me,
really.
There's too much cream into the actual cake. Because, like, what was that? They only put it in the middle and everything, and they put it on top, and they put it down the side. Cupcake, it's just on the top. That's it. And maybe a cake, and you get, like, a little bit down the middle.
No, I don't like a cupcake.
Love cupcakes.
Anyway, let's move on. It's your birthday. We got to celebrate.
Oh.
Okay. And we're going to celebrate by looking back at your best... pictures, your old pictures, the OG Jemima.
The OG Jemima.
We're going to see how you evolved.
Wow.
In these 17 years of being alive. But you're 17, aren't you?
17. Well done for knowing that.
What is that? Do you have any extra perks being 17?
I feel a bit more swaggy. I've got some more swagger going on. A spring in my step.
Mm-hmm.
I walk down the streets with some more swagger now I'm 17, I feel.
Oh, really?
I just feel I've got a new swagger about me.
Have you looked at driving yet?
Oh no, I'm not going to drive for a while, I don't think.
Really, why not?
I know.
I just don't really want to. I don't know. I don't really feel ready to drive yet. There's not really any need for me to drive yet. So it's just like, it would be another thing that is not really needed right now.
Exactly. Fair enough. Okay, let's look at some pictures then. What's guys, are you free to send these on Instagram?
Yes, they will be on the Instagram.
Oh, so you guys can see them if you check out the Instagram. Oh, follow, by the way.
We're going to start at the very beginning.
Oh, the beginning. Okay. Wow, the beginning.
The beginning, when I was born. This was a week after I was born.
You're putting the middle finger up.
I'm putting the middle.
I actually am.
Rebel from the beginning. Yeah, just there's little Jemima.
Flipping well off.
Did you see a resemblance?
No, not at all.
No, I don't look similar, do I?
No.
I don't look similar in... I was blonde when I was a kid, you'll soon see, so I don't look similar in any of these.
You look decent baby, yeah?
Oh, thank you.
You have some babies that are just horrible.
That's such a not... That's such an unhinged pretty disabled. That's
babies are cute.
That's a good baby.
She makes you sound like a right creep.
You fucking get out of here! You're not wanted in there anymore.
You didn't know the way you said it. I moved. You sound a bit like a creep.
Moving swiftly on.
Mm.
Grown up a bit in this one. The cheeks are quite chubby in this.
They're all delicate, isn't it? Yeah,
chub.
Yeah, chub has chubby cheeks.
Yeah, they're cute.
That's why I call me chub. It's my cheeks.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
So
that's
yeah,
nice. That's...
You can see my dad holding me in the background. Tim getting in there.
Okay.
I don't like the outfit I've been dressed in, but you know, not going to complain at my mum's fashion.
I mean, you're a baby. They just put you in anything.
Hold on, look at the colours on this, and then look at the colour on Jemima.
I'm wearing pink.
White and pink. It's the same pastel pink.
Wow.
It's the same white.
I came twinning with my past self.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moving on, we're getting a bit. Oh no! I thought I put them in chronological order. This was like after I was born. This was like very little.
Have you got teeth? No. Oh, it's your hand.
I'm a bit red, aren't I? That's
so. You're a bit angry.
Is it when you're born?
I think that's the worst one. Yeah.
Aren't you red when you're born? Though?
I think you are red when you're born.
Quite a big baby. You're quite tall.
Oh my god! Very long. My parents say this. I had long fingers, long toes, long legs.
She's been tall from the beginning.
Apparently, when you when I said it's like you because you were born with an afro and big feet.
Big feet.
It's like
thank you for that.
It's your favorite thing to say about you when you were born. You came up with full afro and big feet.
Full afro. That's quite impressive. You came to the party. With.
Don't know how it's growing in the womb. That afro.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
Okay, moving on.
Are you a bit
older
here?
This is me for a ballet exam.
You four?
No, I'm not four. I was candidate number four in the exam.
Right. Sorry.
I think I'm about six in this.
Ah, right.
Still dancing today, so you know, you can't go wrong. Mm. They're very nice.
Very nice.
Me as Mary in the Nativity. Well, do you have to be so horrible about passing?
No, off guard.
You should have seen his face. That was a bad face, wasn't it?
Off guard. Sorry. Let me see again.
Oh gosh, you just knocked things off the shelf.
Oh,
crikey.
Why are you so much blush on?
I don't know. Well, do you remember Miss Allen? Miss Allen?
Miss Allen.
She did my makeup and she... Her sitting me down and putting a load of blush and glitter on my cheeks for the woman nativity. You can see some of the glitter shining through. So yeah, that was not natural blush. That was put on by our teacher.
It looks terrible. It's shit. Terrible blush.
It's such terrible blush. You could do a better job than that.
No, we couldn't. I'm sorry. No, we couldn't.
What?
He couldn't blend it round. I think he would look a bit like that.
I look like I've been held hostage, to be honest. I look really done. Will's just fixing everything he knocked over. Anyway, so
sorry.
There's me in the nativity. What were you in the nativity, Will? A wise man?
I was a wise man.
He's not a very wise man.
You
though.
Do have the swagger for a wise man.
See,
they
thank
need
you.
Some swagger, and you do have that swagger.
See? There's a picture in there.
I feel like I was a wise man as well in the nativity.
You'd be the wise man.
Okay, I'm one of them. I was an angel, and the other one I was a wise man.
What?
I did.
How many activities did we do? One.
We only got main parts in year two, but we did it in year one as well. But I think we were like, we did a dance. I think we were like stars or something. I don't remember.
You imagine that scene from the Nativity, one of those films where they're like all stars dancing.
She's the brightest star I've ever seen. Brightest star. Oh, guys, this is it. Okay, right, next. Moving swiftly along.
Whoa, that's the place. That's the place. The teddy.
I'm not going to put this one on the Instagram because it will give away our location. But I wanted to show it to you anyway. We had a teddy back in year one that we had to take to places.
That's him.
Where did you take the teddy, Will?
Where did I...
Can I guess? It was the Good News Centre. I have like a feeling it might have been.
It was, wasn't it?
Sorry, actually, what? Good News Centre.
Oh, right.
I think I did the same thing. Because I remember when I went to Brownies and Rainbows.
No, it may have not been then. I don't know if you've done it then.
I don't know. I had to take both of them there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
You're looking more like Jemima now.
I'm a bit older in that one. I loved that coat.
Goodbye guy in the back.
Oh, yeah. Main character.
You don't know what he's doing. He looks like a proper villain.
Beautiful.
Now I'm in an Elsa dress, everyone. Shut up, Will. Come on, it's festive. It's let it go. Let it go.
You look like you've been forced to wear it. You're like, oh,
I'm so done.
Yay.
I'm like looking at my dad like, why are you taking a picture?
Wait, it's good.
It's quite nice.
Were you a Frozen fan then?
I was a Frozen girly through and through. I feel like you liked a bit of Frozen.
I
didn't back in the day. I hated Frozen, but I want to watch it nowadays.
Yeah.
Just to bring back the vibes.
It's good. We should watch it sometime.
We really should. I love it. Well, I think I love it.
This one's sweet. This was before my occasion of my brother's. I can't say what because it will give away where we live.
What outfit is that?
It's just a little dress and a little cardigan. It's just quite nice. I like this one.
Nice.
I look quite nice in that one.
Yeah, I mean, you're,
growing
yeah.
up a bit, I still look a bit.
It's done with the
pictures. Yeah, you don't really like pictures,
no,
do you?
No, I've never really liked pictures. Really? I just find it awkward, like smiling, like, you know what I mean?
What was that sound effect?
Give us a hair, Will.
Yeah. No.
It's not.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, this one.
Make your voice really high, Will.
I'm on a tractor.
Woo, tractors. Why is it pink?
Oh, I was such a pink girl. I'm still such a pink girl. Why are you laughing?
The faces you're whipping out are just outrageous.
I'm like...
Yeah, you're like...
I'm like evil. On the Instagram, I'm going to zoom into my faces in some of them because, you know, I think that's what makes it. We're nearly at the end. Oh, I can't say... I can't show that one. Hello Kitty, Beach Vibes.
Oh my gosh.
What's wrong
what
with
is
that?
The fit? Okay, the Hello beach!
Okay, Hello Kitty swimming costume, but it's like a full body.
Okay, even me and Will had better kids swimming costumes than that.
It keeps you from being cold.
I remember those useless fucking swimming hats. They were terrible! So
well, there's one in the drawers. I think we still got one.
Really?
You should wear one in one of the episodes.
Maybe.
Wasn't it like blue?
Yeah, it was blue.
And after
yellow.
You had it, I had to wear it.
Oh, you're the hand down, aren't you?
And then I had to wear your like top protector thingy as well.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I had a bright yellow one with a fish eyes and a fish fin and tail.
Yes. The classic.
So I had a matching hat to the suit, quite official.
That's very cool.
Were you a Hello Kitty girl?
The final one, I was a Hello Kitty one.
Really?
Final one before the video. I've got a video to show everyone. And I'm hitting a dance move.
Let's see the dance.
Who owls?
Owls, yeah.
What is that dance?
You look like you're. Hang on a minute, let me just unpick this. Your face, again, is outrageous.
Yeah.
You look like you're hitting the. What is that one that.
Oh, yes. What's it called? Evie, come on, you're young.
Which dance?
I know what you're on about.
Dance?
No.
Show it to me.
Renegade.
It's in my locker. I'll have to whip it out.
Yeah, you do.
But okay, very nice, very nice, very groovy.
And now time for the video.
Groovy.
Ooh, let's just say Will was bored by my speaking.
I thought you could say Will was born. No.
Get ready.
What? Hang on a minute.
Is one of us? Oh,
hang on. You're dressed up as a soldier to start off with. That's me. And you just yawn. You did the biggest yawn. That's ever. You're so done with me. Like, you're so bored. You can't tell.
I don't know where that is. I thought it was in the school hall. Now that makes sense. Yeah. That's usually where those sort of dooms would go.
Exactly.
That's very good. A good trip down memory lane.
That was a good trip down memory lane. You were dressed as a soldier.
I was. I think I have another picture of that, don't I, somewhere?
Probably.
I think it's hung up somewhere.
Love that.
Ah, that was really nice.
There we go.
I'm pleased I got to see Jemima as a little one. Now that sounds weird as well. But
that does sound weird.
It's good to see how you evolve. Yeah,
there you go. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. If you look at these ones, well, one of them was blonde, wasn't it?
Yes.
One of them was like, well, you're taking something.
Sorry.
Look at you. Look at the picture.
Oh, the one where I've got like the ice pack.
You look like you're on stuff.
Well, that's true.
What was in the ice pot, Will?
I don't know. I don't want to know. I don't like those ice pops nowadays.
No, me neither. Mm-mm. Very artificial.
Mm. Yeah, they are. It's they are, aren't they?
But they're like especially.
That's artificial, so is that.
No, but like it's especially.
As well.
That's not artificial.
Oh, I love grape.
Apple grapes aren't artificial.
Mm. Right, what have been the best birthday parties you've been to? What have been the birthday parties you've been to? For
like
all of us.
Other people's birthday parties.
Or like the ones that we've
been to. And yours.
Okay. That party up there was my favourite birthday party I've ever had.
Was it yours? Really?
Where we built a bear. I've still got my bear. It's a little polar bear.
I don't remember this.
That's where those pictures are taken. That's why there's a little teddy bear pig up there.
Just a little teddy bear pig.
The big man!
Yeah,
it's got
sure, yeah.
So right.
We built teddies and we stuffed them. Like, you know Build-A-Bear, the place? It was like a rip-off of that.
We basically did that.
You did that party?
Yeah, that was my party.
Well, we did another one, don't we? We did two others. Yasmin and Ollie, remember?
I think your bear probably got burnt or something.
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
Anyway, that's my favourite birthday party I ever had. That was iconic.
Well, that's nice, that's nice.
Yeah.
Any others?
Well, I've had many. I can't say the place name.
I've just thought of one in my head.
I think there's this massive, like, I forgot the word. Oh, I've got another one as well.
Go on.
Anyway, what's the soft play?
Oh, wait.
No.
Wait.
Okay. Oh, that was just
Mount with me?
Okay.
So, everyone had birthday parties at this one soft play.
Really?
I went to about 8 bajillion there, and there was a massive death slide, and I remember I always went down it.
Yeah, that one, yeah. I think I only went once, and that was with Holiday Club.
Oh, Holiday Club, wow.
I don't think I remember that.
No. Nikki took me.
Oh, wow.
That's in Go Bananas. Right.
And then... Oh, it's fine, there's probably multiple.
Yeah.
Well, and then... Your face cracked me up.
Sorry.
An old host of ours on this podcast.
That's what I was thinking.
DJ Pips hosted a chicken making party that I went to.
A what?
A chicken making party.
A what?
Clay chickens. We all got a piece of clay and we had to mould a chicken. Yeah. And then we watched a film. And I remember that I was with this girl and Flo. And we were all doing this chicken making together.
Yeah.
And then we lost everyone else because they all went and hid from us at this chicken party. And we were just with the chicken lady who was instructing us. And she's like,
We all went to Blue Girls, and it was all boys there after that. We waited there for like 20 minutes with this chicken lady, and they came back, and their chickens weren't made, but our chickens were made.
So they all went to the toilet, or they hid?
They hid in the toilet together. I don't know what they were doing in there.
I don't want to know what they were doing in there, young boys, getting up to no good.
Yeah. So anyway, that was quite an iconic party.
Yes.
I've still got the chicken.
Do you?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Evie, any parties that you can stick in your mind?
Wait, recently or like a long time ago?
Any. All, you know.
There's obviously the Build a Bear one that I've done before.
Mm.
I think Will went to that as well.
No idea.
I think you were the oldest one there. Because they were younger than us and they invited us and you were just there like around like a bunch of like 6 year olds.
Probably, yeah, that's usually how it works.
Mm-hmm. I went at Soft Play. This was mine.
Yeah.
And I was very upset at it.
Why?
Because of you. Because of the owner's sons.
What did you do?
No, it wasn't Will, it was them.
Oh, right.
You just said you were upset with me.
No, not you, I meant them.
Anyone mind if I crack open the grapes?
Oh, please do.
But it's because like it's my birthday and they kept on kicking me whenever I near my own brother.
Oh,
I could not go near Will.
Oh, they didn't let you near me.
Yeah.
Well, I had a little gang, you see. You had a gang.
No.
Yes.
I had my friends with me.
A gang!
And it was
a
gang!
I then made my own gang and I don't remember what happened, but it was a gang warfare.
Wow.
I think we had like a mini fight as well or something. I've forgotten what we fought with, but I remember some of my friends and your gang had a little fight.
It was a gang brawl.
Yeah,
So we had a very active party, okay? And there was a few there as well. Like other people's birthday parties.
Oh, what? It was a joint party?
No, like over time.
Oh, yeah. It was quite a hot spot, that place, yeah. I have one birthday party that sticks in my mind. Not because I remember it amazingly. Two things. We've had this conversation before.
Your first kiss.
Oh, right.
Oh, gosh. That party I completely forgot about, but yeah. But there's also another one, which is when I shared it with Dylan. And it was at that place where we do laser tag, and you can also drive cars there.
I remember this.
And it was a joint party for some bloody reason. Even though my birthday's in March, Dylan's is in...
Yeah. December.
December the 31st.
Mm.
New Year's Eve.
So,
shit day to have a birthday,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, it's quite bad.
So we shared it, but we also had this conversation that Charles was there. Do you remember Charles?
I remember Charles.
You remember Charles?
I remember there was a whole thing about Charles.
There was a whole thing about Charles.
Do you know about Charles? He wanted me to get with Charles.
This was a few years after it, though, right?
This was, around year 7, I think. Year 7 or 8, Charles happened.
8. I would say it was 8. Yeah, but then that party was back in year 5, year 4?
Yeah, so I hadn't seen him in years.
No. Charles, don't know why he was invited, it was quite random, but he did come to this party, and it was quite a cool party.
It was a cool party, I enjoyed the party, I remember.
Dylan's idea, I think.
Oh, really?
Yes,
respect to Dylan.
Respect to Dylan,
idea,
yes. But that's a good party. And then we also had the Americans party, which you didn't come to.
Yes, I don't remember this.
And when Dylan dressed up as a ninja.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Why did he dress up as a ninja?
What was that noise? Woo!
It was me being the ninja.
I don't know why he dressed up as a ninja. It was quite a cool costume, I remember, but how do I put this brightly? He didn't really fit his, figure.
Was it too tight or too small? No, too tight or too big?
Tight. Just didn't fit around him, really. Anyway, and then your ex-boyfriend. Ed. I'll just...
okay, yeah.
Ed. Don't deny it.
Okay.
Was a minion.
I love that for him.
Yes. You liked minions, didn't you?
He loved minions.
And then I was...
Darth Vader.
Yeah,
Darth Vader. That's pretty cool.
Even though I went without the mask.
Oh.
I just went with it.
Actually, we used to have a mask of his.
Oh, it was cool, wasn't it? It was a 3D one.
We had a Stormtrooper, Spider-Man, Darth Vader. We had another one, but I've forgotten who it was because it was like some random thing.
Ben 10.
No.
Okay, never mind. So yeah, that was an iconic party because that was where I had my first kiss in year three.
Year three. He was a young'un.
Started early.
Had your first kiss, Evie?
I'm actually not sure.
What?
You've got to remember your first kiss.
People tell me that I did, but I don't remember.
Okay, who was it with? When was it?
Very, very young, like year one or two.
Whoa!
Started earlier than you were.
Wow. You liked me, didn't you?
Liked him?
Nye,
that's a cool name.
Yeah, you liked him, didn't you?
I never met him.
He was a bit of a nerd, to be honest.
Exactly. He did STEM club.
Yeah. Ooh.
His birthday party was themed to do with science.
I arrived
late by accident because of Will. Yeah, because of your Christmas thing at your school.
Because of me! It's not me he's doing this
to. I was supposed to come with you. Because I think Christmas fair? Yeah.
So his birthday is around this time, isn't it?
Oh my gosh,
Christmas fair starts about.
You should reach out.
No, I don't know where he goes anymore. He moved away in year three.
Blumenecki moved away quickly, didn't he?
Listen, okay.
So you probably had your first kiss in year one then, Amy?
Probably, I'm not sure.
A little peck.
She was a young'un.
What about you, Jemima? When was your first kiss?
Oh, it was with the, Ed.
Really?
People don't
know. Oh, this...
Not reception, I don't count that one. About year four, I think it was.
Count that one, what do you mean?
It's got like mold on it.
That's not mould.
Yes, it is. Look at that. That's like some blue stuff coming out.
That's not mould. We're inspecting a grape.
It's got like a blue thing.
That's not mould, is it?
It's the 26th of November. This can't be mould.
Yeah, this is the 23rd today.
It's just on that one.
Well, that might be mould on that one, actually.
Where?
There. Is that mould?
Don't eat the grapes! Don't eat the grapes!
The grapes are mouldy.
The grapes are mouldy!
I did check mine before I ate mine.
I did also look. I only ate the green ones. So.
Oh, yeah, these are gone.
Yeah.
I only had two, so I think I'll live.
I had two as well. I checked mine for mould and there's nothing.
Crikey.
The healthiest thing on this table is the worst thing on this table. Gosh. Anyway. So, I thought it was behind the benches in PE, wasn't it? Or was that...
That was in reception.
Amazing.
If you want to count the one
I'll
behind
count
the
that
benches,
one, thank you.
Reception. Then I was the youngest.
Oh, yeah, you...
yeah. I was really liking the men back then.
Technically, Will was the least out of all of us.
What did you just say?
Liking the men. You were really liking the men back then. Sorry, that cracked me up.
I was a bit of a player back in the day. I was just going to say it.
Yeah.
Quite a few. Yeah, reception. I had all the men. I'm just going to put it out there. Anyway, well, you were the laziest out of all of us.
Yeah. I think it gradually got, like, earlier for our first kisses as we went around.
Yeah.
Shame. Anyway, sorry. So that's the best parties we've been to.
Yeah.
I think, I can't... recent parties, they're good, but they don't hit the nostalgia like this.
Yeah, they don't hit nostalgia, do they?
Mm-hmm. No. They're good, but, yeah. So, that will bring us on to our last... bit, and that is
the birthday quiz.
Yeah, that was cold. Right.
So, there's 10 questions.
Okay.
I've got a tiebreaker if we need it.
Oh. We won't need it. I'm very sure we'll.
Evie does
this.
Have a very big disadvantage. She's known me a lot less.
I have a massive disadvantage. Not like a little. Just a little disadvantage. I've got like.
But one of these questions you can definitely get, and I'm telling you that, and you'll see why later. The first three are general birthday questions, and then the rest are about me specifically.
Okay.
So, are you ready to keep score, Will?
Yeah.
You can do that.
I got it.
Will we answer it at the same time, or are we like writing it down and then showing you, or is it whoever gets it fastest?
The classic.
Say the name.
Jemima.
But like, yeah. As fast.
Oh, sorry,
yeah. The first one. Yeah.
Yeah.
As fast as possible.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
The first question. In what country is it traditional to eat noodles on your birthday?
What's it called? Jack Jemima. Isn't it like Korea or something? Not being stereotypical, but...
Oh, you have to get... Okay. Have noodles on your birthday.
Yeah.
Japan.
You're both wrong. It was China.
China?
We honestly done well.
China. No points awarded. Next question.
Fine.
In what country was the first birthday cake cooked?
Oh my gosh, hang on a minute. The first birthday cake?
Yeah, if you want multiple choice, I can provide
multiple choices.
Yeah, multiple choice, please.
Spain, ancient Rome, ancient Greece.
Ancient Greece. I'm
going to
go for...
Now, I need to think. Ancient Greece. Can I say the same as Evie? Okay, is that not?
Well, she would win because
I said it.
She said it first. So
ancient Rome.
Correct, Will.
Oh,
ancient Rome.
Okay, lovely. I put Jones for your name, Evie. Sorry.
Thanks. Am I your brother then? Wait, no. Is he your brother?
Yeah. His name's Jones.
I didn't know that.
And he's not a fact about both. He's got another brother.
I knew that. I didn't know.
And another sister.
Anyway, the final general knowledge.
Okay.
At what age does someone celebrate their Jubilee birthday?
Their Jubilee
Jemima. 60.
Fuck you. Do you want to have an answer?
65.
No, it was
25. What?
But didn't the Queen have Jubilee? 60 years?
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, but I didn't ask. Google told me 25. Evie's going to fact check.
I think it's...
I thought it was older when I first read the question, but Google says 25.
Yeah, maybe it's just different for birthdays.
I think it is different to because.
That's interesting.
This next question is very funny that I wrote this morning.
See why. Okay.
Because I didn't know that this was gonna. Yeah.
I can't spell.
Great. We're waiting for some noob.
Silver Jubilee is 25 years. Golden Jubilee is 50 years, but Diamond Jubilee is 60 years, which technically means I'm correct because it's a certain Jubilee. You didn't state which Jubilee, because look.
I know I didn't state which Jubilee. Evie, yep, I'm awarding Evie a point.
To be fair, I can't argue with that.
Yeah. Right, now lock in, you can get this one. What is my favourite birthday cake flavour?
Oh, Jemima. Red Velvet.
Yeah?
Fuck! Fuck you!
I knew you would get that. I wrote that this morning, and as soon as you brought it up earlier, I was like, I hope they're paying attention.
Because the best flavour.
I didn't...
It is the best flavour.
Okay.
This is when I can thrive.
What are my two favourite animals?
Jemima.
Go.
Axolotl. Axolotl is one of them.
It's Jemima. Not.
Okay, well,
it's
I'll just do...
Jemima. You can get half a point if you get the second one right.
Penguin.
Yes, half a point.
Highland cow?
No.
Damn. All right.
It was cat and penguin.
I was going to say Highland cow.
You
cat.
Knew that, Will. You can get half a point.
Cat.
You knew that.
I said cat in my head. I said Highland cow.
You
cat
said
in my
axolotl.
Head.
I thought you liked...
I like them. They're my favourite.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Fine.
Will, lock in. You know this.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll know this, to be honest. What are the names of my two cats?
Jemima! No, 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 I got it first!
That was Will. I know one.
Ginny and Niffy.
Correct.
Oh,
woo!
Point to you.
Thank you.
What age was my golden birthday?
Sorry?
Jemima 12?
No.
Damn.
I'll explain after.
Your golden birthday, is that all I get?
That's all you get. Just think, logically. What could it be? What age?
Okay, I do have one. 16.
No. 14. Your golden birthday is the date you're born. You're that age. So yours will be 25th. 25.
I've got past mine.
Really?
Yeah, so because mine's 14th of November.
That was ages ago.
Well, what's your birthday?
Seven.
Seven. So Will's is still to come. You can have a good golden birthday.
That would be great.
My seventh birthday sucked. I got a Barbie truck.
Oh, I had a Barbie truck. Shut up. That's so fun. Right. Okay. This, you can't look. You have to keep your eyes up.
Mm.
What colour socks am I wearing today?
Jemima.
Yes.
White.
Jemima.
Yeah.
Red.
Nope. They were pink.
Oh, that's the same. They look white.
Oh,
they're pink.
Gosh.
No, they got white on them.
That's pink.
No, on your heel and on the toes.
I meant
on
the main colour. And
you
it's pink.
Idiot.
It's got white on it, though.
No points.
Not even half.
Not even half. No. Okay. How tall am I?
Hang on a minute, I'm doing the math. Okay, Jemima.
Yeah. Can you stand up?
5'9".
Correct.
That was pure class, that.
That was.
Let's say 6'1".
6 foot one? How tall are you? Like 6 foot? You must be 6 foot.
No.
I thought it was 5'11" last time.
Oh, you might
time.
Be.
So I just took two off that. And,
yeah.
Mm.
Right. Final question. Do we need
this.
A tiebreaker?
No.
Okay.
Well, no, I win by half a point whenever it happens.
What musical am I currently in at school?
You can't do this to me.
I've told you this, both of you, in previous episodes.
You have.
Is it something obscure or is it something very well
it's,
known?
It's quite well known, but...
It's not Hamilton, is it? No.
If neither of you know, I can provide multiple choice.
You can provide multiple choice?
Yeah, multiple choice.
Number one, Cats the Musical.
Mm.
Number two, Legally Blonde.
Mm. Oh, is it Joe, Legally Blonde?
Yeah.
That's not fair! Can I hit the full options? I knew it was that!
She got the point, Will, I'm sorry. You could have interjected and you didn't.
He still won, he got 3.5.
So, results please, Will.
So, Evie, you got 3 points.
Woo, that's not bad to be fair. That's pretty good.
Will, I got 3.5.
That's poor form.
What?
For how long
what?
You've known me, that is poor
well,
form.
Well, I would have got... Oh, well, it doesn't... I win. What do I get?
Handshake.
My hands are sweaty. I don't know if you want that.
Oh, God, that's really bad. Oh, just wiped his sweat on me.
Well, I hope you had a good birthday, Jemima.
I did,
a good real birthday and a good podcast birthday.
It was a lovely podcast birthday.
I mean, we've got you all your... present! I nearly forgot your present!
Oh.
Right, a bit of context. Evie, can you grab that pencil case, the see-through one, but hide what's in it. Hide what's in it so Jemima doesn't see. I couldn't wrap it up.
That's all right.
Because they're very small.
Oh, my God.
I'm scared. I was going to get you a podcast merch stuff. I was going to get you a Harry Potter bag, you know, the Lego guys.
Oh, wow, yes.
Because that was what we got you the last time.
Yeah.
But my main present, I was trying to plan for ages, was a plane flight over just some land. But then we would fly down and see a big banner saying Suit Podcast.
That would be sick.
But I just didn't have enough time to plan it.
That's all right.
It will happen.
It will.
It will
be
happen.
Sick.
But this is my substitute. This cost me nothing. This was for my wardrobe.
His wardrobe's like, yeah, it's got some magical things in it. So
it's got Wallace and Gromit in it.
It does. Would you like to give Jemima her present?
Right. Happy birthday, Jemima. Moshi Monsters, everyone.
I'm sorry I got you. Do you have these guys?
They have both.
Oh, no!
But this one was always one of my favourites.
Really? It's one of my least favourites.
Oh, so you gave it to me.
That was one of my favourites, Jemima. You're welcome. I really loved it.
I actually love it, though, because that's meaningful. We grew up with Moshi Monsters. It could have been a Pokemon card, but you gave me Moshis.
I was planning to give you a Pokemon pack.
Yeah, I thought you were going to give me a Pokemon.
Wait, who is your favourite Pokemon?
Doesn't know.
Charizard.
Really?
Yeah. Or that little sausage man. Like
I know what you mean. Is it like
Diggy or something?
Diggy. Fair enough. Diglett's cool.
I liked him. He's cool.
Mm. Wow. I hope you enjoyed your present.
I did, thank you.
Well, I think that's it.
I think that's it.
We'll see you guys next week with a hot
hot gossy. No.
I was going to say that, but
just a gossip episode.
A gossip episode.
Yeah, we're having a gossip after this, so
stay tuned. We'll see you guys then. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you guys. Bye.
Bye. Oh my God.